The data, which was originally compiled by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, finds 17 companies, including Bank of America, Citigroup, PepsiCo, and Pfizer, sheltered billions of dollars in annual profits in offshore tax havens. The group estimates that if those profits were reported on New York State income tax forms, it could bring $2.4 billion in additional revenue to cash-strapped state coffers. Sarah Nicoli with the Labor Religion Coalition says that money could be used to help fund government services.
We live in one of the richest states in the country, and by global standards, one of the richest places on earth. And yet ordinary people have problems meeting their health care needs, have problems with their education system, are having a hard time finding jobs, good jobs that pay a living wage.
The 17 corporations also gave nearly $750 million to New York State politicians in the last election cycle. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says the bulk of the money went to the campaign committees for the majority party in power in each house of the legislature, the Republican Senate Campaign Committee and the Democratic Assembly Campaign Committee. She says lawmakers in both houses have been reluctant to pass legislation to close corporate tax loopholes that keep the company's profits in the offshore tax shelters, despite the state's continuing fiscal shortages. Scharf admits there's no actual proof, though, to connect the campaign donations and the state's tax policy for corporations.
You can never tie a specific policy to a specific campaign contribution. We can tie the overwhelming preponderance of behavior that there's a ton of money coming in from big contributors, that every single person who runs for office has to fund their campaign if they're going to have a chance of winning.
The groups would like a law requiring corporations to report on their New York State income tax statements, their global tax profits, and to pay taxes on them. They admit, though, they don't have a single sponsor in the legislature. But Scharf says a matching public campaign finance system could also help solve the problem because candidates would not have to go to big money donors in the first place.
Without a voluntary matching system like we're advocating for, the only way they can fund it is collecting these large campaign contributions. And there's very few people who want to give a large campaign contribution because they just like the person.
The state's business council counters that the reforms that the groups are proposing would not guarantee a fair playing field. They say the proposal does not take into account the collective power of labor unions, which under present laws can in some cases donate more money to candidates than corporations. Governor Cuomo is seeking public financing of campaigns as part of a reform of the state's current campaign laws. His proposal is expected later in the spring. Democrats in the Assembly and Senate support the idea, but Republicans, who govern the Senate in a joint leadership coalition, have so far been reluctant to sign on. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.